The following podcast is given a universal rating. Yippee!
Previously on podcast, we had Burning Rubber, we had Glider Rider, we had all the childhood memories because I was too busy complaining about all the recent games that have come out at the moment, like Splinter Cell. Okay, maybe that's not recent, but you've got Call of Duty 4, which is throw a grenade in a room, Blast Al Qaeda, and basically that's where everyone else has been turning, and it's been going on ever since the induction of Halo. I found that really sad and decided to have a little imagination session where I decided to lean back on my wonderful chair and think about all of wonderful things on the Alshev CPC and maybe a couple of things on the Commodore 64. During that time I've been talking about the police, Croco Magneto, I accidentally killed Dizzy, the 20-year-old egg. He caused quite a stink, as I'm sure you'd agree. Space Crusade, I started to have a song and then my parent overheard me, so then I got rid of the song, so you'll never ever hear it. Boo hoo hoo hoo. Actually, yes, he went on the pop flip, but I'll show up about that. I started on a high and let's take you on an everlasting low as I put you through Series 2 episode. So two of
podcast.
Yes, hello to podcast episode 2. It's the second part of my little two-parter part. I haven't got much time since I've got a lot to cram in, so I'm going to explain what you just heard. That was Jonathan Dunn doing Ocean Loader 4, that was what you would hear on the Commodore 64 as it was loading Platoon or Top Gun from my games collection, except for the fact that Platoon was an absolutely rubbish game and Top Gun never actually completed its loading. It just gave you the title screen and that was it. Okay, next up is Rampage, done by Nick Jones. It's for the CPC and it's a wonderful pretend to be King Kong thing. Or Godzilla. Or a huge wolf thing. Werewolf, that's it. Right, I'm going to be hosting a little experiment. I'm going to be speaking to you using only the left channel. Don't blame me for that. It's the case that the person who did this, the Prodigy for Electric Dreams, only decided to display their musical talent using the right speaker. I don't know whether it's using three channels or whether... I don't know what's going on. It's absolutely weird. So, what's next up? Well, I am going to give you Synapse by the good old CPC musician Dave Rogers. It's going to be a 7-minute masterpiece, which was actually published for the Atari ST. The Amstrad version was a lot shorter and had a little less improvisation, but sounds round about the same. I just thought you might appreciate this one because it's a bit more twinkly, a bit more wonderful, and just generally more palatable. Release ship, tally-ho! We'll be right back.
Warning. Looking at the Zynatch title screen for too long will cause induced photosensitive epilepsy.
So that was Dave Rogers with Synapse, and now you're listening to Dave Rogers again doing Stormlord a few years later. Just explain the games. The Prodigy was a game about some looking after a baby in space. I've forgotten and I don't really care. Synapse was your typical 2D space shoot 'em up. Stormlord, I think it was you're in hell and you've got to rescue angels, which was notorious for its extremely high difficulty. You ever tried saving an angel whilst having dead fish pelted at you? Had to ask. In fact, a little extra fact about Stormlord. When Amstrad Action decided to release the game on their cover tape, they found out that some of the statues of the angels had boobies, so they had to manually block each one of them out with a little black box around each of the chest areas. Quite funny, as you could obviously tell what they were blocking out. Nice music, nice game. I'm going to leave you with the rest of the music, and then I'm going to take you to Terramex. A giant meteor is going to crash into the Earth unless you and Professor Einstein develop this huge machine that actually gets rid of a meteor somehow. You'll find out at the end of the game how it does it, and it's slightly funny, but the ending just is a bit of an anticlimax, a bit boring. Afterwards, I'll be showing you Gyroscope, one of the very early games for the Amstrad. This was done by Melbourne House. And if you've ever played Marble Madness, it's the same, except you're guiding a gyroscope around the maze instead of a marble. We'll be right back. One thing that did annoy me about Terramix was that there was a bug in the CPC code that meant that you couldn't listen to it after the first time you played the game, after you loaded it. Okay, next up, Gyroscope Medley. Okay, the music you're listening to now is Nebulous by Chris Wood. I had this for the CPC from an Amstrad Action cover tape. You might know this game as Tower Toppler. That was what it was called in the American versions anyway. Tower Toppler, or Nebulous, involved you playing a little frog-type aquatic amphibian-type creature thing, and all you had to do was just sort of run up a cylindrical tower and make it crash down to the ground before you go back in your submarine. Quite a fun little platformer game, and it's now available on the Wii Virtual Console. So I give it a thumbs up, I'd say go ahead and get it. I'm in the mood again for some space adventure, so let's play Star Raiders 2. Star Raiders 2 was quite popular because it was the sequel to the famous Atari game Star Raiders, which was on the Atari 2600 and the XE, I think. Star Raiders 2 was originally produced as a tie-in for the movie The Last Starfighter, but then when the film company decided to differ about, Atari thought, right, we're just going to call it Star Raiders 2. And it went on from there. And it's quite a good game, but it's got quite a few criticisms. I love it. I completed it. Let's hear the music right after this. We'll be right back. quite a simple little tune there, to be honest. But, well, what do you expect from Atari, of all things? Actually, I'm feeling quite tempted to have a play. Just sort of set the level. Right, get ready. Just wait for the tune to end. Go! Oh, crumbs, Zylons. Right, let's move somewhere else. Star map. Let's go to the center of the sun. Whenever that happened, if you usually died, you'd just get your standard game over screen. But whenever you went into the sun, you know, by accident or by various needs, you'd see the screen melting, and it scared the living bleep out of me. I'm going to move on very quickly. Mission Omega. A giant moon-shaped Death Star-type object is going to crash towards the Earth. So, Mission Omega was to send a ship and your various robots to infiltrate and destroy the actual big thing before it kills the Earth. You have 1 hour. Sorry. This is Never Earth, made by the Icon Design, I think it is. Sorry, Argus Press, although I'm sure Icon Design had stuck a finger in there somewhere. This was a game where you played a territory war against a computer. The storyline was, in a distant country, actually it might have been Earth, I'm not very sure, the computers were taking over the planet, and so it was your role to actually get on your dinky little section of the planet and design huge fighting robots, which you could then choose to get rid of all the opposition and then gather more territory, more bases, and more bases meant more resources. And of course it's meant to be this wonderful cascade upwards, but you'd always stall halfway because the computer would get enough resources by that time and start blasting you with nuclear material. That was pretty tricky. Anyway, I'm going to leave off this poddy for today. The next episode will be on the Commodore Amiga. Yippee! I've been GG Draco. This is podcast 2.2. This has been recorded using the Sound Max internal sound card, because the Audio G2 is inside a box. And I'm going to leave you with one of those rare Commodore 64 hits. I got this tape, you know, accidentally, I think, but I loaded it not for the game, but for the music, because the game was frankly quite tosh. Monty on the Run by Hob Rubbard.
Thank you.
I found Monty Mole. Permission to run him over. Over.
Yes, feel free to run him over. Over.
He's pounced.
He's pounced.
Is he,
now is he deployed?
I don't know.
He's dead.
Okay. Come back to base. Over.
Over.